Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. With renewed urgency in light of the emerging mutations of the coronavirus, the French government have submitted an authorization request to the European Medicines Agency for a vaccine which has been developed by pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca. However, a wait is likely as it has been announced that a decision will not be made until the end of the month. In the meantime, over 138,000 people have now been vaccinated in France, a figure released by the Directorate General of Health. The vaccination campaign was launched 2 weeks ago and has initially been aimed at the elderly residing in retirement homes and their caregivers. This is then expected to roll out next week to citizens over the age of 75. Appointments will be made available from Thursday, either over the telephone or online. The government is still holding off implementing another full nationwide lockdown, although it is still on the cards as a last resort. The next step is to extend the curfew, which will start from 6 rather than 8 in the evening, a measure which is already in place in a growing list of départements, including the Drôme and the Var, and which will be amended according to the latest reports on the spread of the virus. As predicted by scientists, new mutations of the virus are increasingly emerging, and after new variants being exposed in the UK and in South Africa, the Japanese health authorities have reported another. It is thought that 2 adults and 2 children who travelled from Brazil brought this new variant to Japanese shores. It is still under investigation. Twitter has taken the decision to delete 70,000 accounts which have links to QAnon, the group of far-right conspiracy theorists. Several members of the group were identified at the raid on the Capitol building last week. A week of unprecedented scenes in the United States political arena has pushed Twitter to review the negative influence some of its account holders are wielding. This includes Donald Trump. And finally to sports news. La Rochelle Rugby Club has had to close its training centre after 15 members of the club tested positive for COVID-19. The club had to postpone its match against Racing 92 on Sunday as a precautionary measure. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.